Well, it's time now for a look through some of the top stories in today's newspapers. And Deeptika Laurent joins me on set for that. Deepti, you're starting with the U.S., where the health secretary, RFK Jr.'s advisory panel, has voted to rescind recommendations for the flu vaccine.
Yeah, that's right. RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump's health secretary and longstanding vaccine skeptic, fired 17 experts on that advisory panel recently. He replaced them with 8 new people, mostly anti-vaxxers. On Thursday, they voted to walk back vaccine recommendations for the flu, for the common flu, and the reason being a common false argument of anti-vaxxers that the flu vaccine has an ingredient that is linked to autism. That's what the New York Times reports in this article. The decision signaling a, quote, powerful shift, it says, in the way federal officials approach vaccines, but also delivering the first blows to a scientific process that has delivered effective and tested vaccines to Americans for decades. Now, that ingredient I mentioned is the focus of this article here in The Conversation, an Australian academic research website, which explains that it's called it's actually a preservative, and it's called thimerosal. It's a mercury-based preservative used in some drug products because it prevents contamination by killing microbes. But the website says it's important to note that it's hardly ever used in flu vaccines today. The website also explaining that the argument that vaccines cause autism because of this ingredient first surfaced in 1998 when a now discredited report was published in the medical journal The Lancet, claiming that several children had developed autism following the flu shot.
Discredited reports continuing to do damage years later. Deepti, this panel's decision, meanwhile, comes as the Department of Health continues to reduce its funding for vaccine research.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Financial Times reports here, that Robert Kennedy sees U.S. funding for Global Vaccine Alliance. It's a global vaccine alliance called Gavi. It provides free shots, notably for meningitis, malaria, and other disease prevention, notably to impoverished populations and kids in impoverished countries around the world. RFK Jr. is saying that the alliance has ignored science and failed to justify what it's doing with the billions of dollars that the U.S. has poured into it over the past years. Important to note that the U.S. is the alliance's top donor. It's sharply dented the alliance's efforts to raise over $9 billion in a vaccination campaign targeting some 500 million children in the next 5 years. So that project still a couple of billion dollars short, and the fate of children who rely on these vaccine shots unknown for the moment. The Washington Post sort of talking about this on the back of that, though, the editorial board today looking at this woman you see here. Her name is Susan Monares, and she is the current interim acting director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, she's on track, possibly, to hold this position permanently. If she is nominated to this position, she'd be the first non-doctor, because she's a scientist, a respected one, but not a doctor, to hold this position. Now, she had a confirmation hearing this week, and particularly in that hearing with U.S. senators who were rather alarmed by Donald Trump's pick for CDC director. And she did impress with her ability to avoid contradicting Kennedy's decision, but also avoid endorsing his ideas when it comes to vaccines. So she's really shown herself to be quite a deft politician, quite adaptable as well. And at least on the surface, we can see she's not an anti-vaxxer. So the Washington Post saying she could offer some hope in the form of a powerful antidote if she is nominated to the position of CDC, because the Center for Disease Control, of course, has a very, very huge influence on medical policy in the U.S. as well.
All right, we'll be following her nomination then. On to another topic, Deepti. The French newspaper Libération is looking at the famine in Gaza on its front page today.
Yeah, notably, Alison is asking the question, is famine being used as a sort of you know, instrument of war or weapon of war. It's investigating the distribution of humanitarian aid that's really turned to chaos recently. And inside its pages, Libération, looking at the system of aid built around the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, an American NGO, and the only one allowed to distribute aid. Traditional NGOs refuse to work with the GHF, telling Libération that they believe it has militarized humanitarian aid and facilitated the chaos that has seen some 500 people killed since those aid distribution points were set up. Libération also accusing the Israeli army of setting up aid mainly in the south of Gaza, cutting the rest of the population off to aid, a sort of ethnic cleansing, Libération says.
All right, moving on to a very contrasting topic now, Deepti. The controversial nuptials of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. They're underway in Venice this weekend, going to get married this Friday.
Absolutely, and it feels like we've been talking about this wedding forever, Alison. It's on the front of Il Giorno, an Italian daily here. These very controversial wedding celebrations, drawing support from Venetian business owners who've been very happy to cater to the hordes of rappers, celebrities, influencers, and tech billionaires who are already in Italy for this wedding. Nonetheless, as you see here, it sparked protests from locals and activists who are fed up with what they see as added strain on a city already or in a region already suffering from over-tourism. Now, the New York Times also looking at this today in this article, also noting that many wondered why Jeff Bezos didn't just have this wedding in L.A. or somewhere else. But the Times says Veneto is actually the perfect fit. San Giorgio, where he's getting married, is a place where emperors once met with popes. It's a place of opulence and ostentation. And it seems fitting that it would host the wedding of the boss of Amazon. Protesters, though, say it's not just about the wedding. It's what it represents, the Americanization of an inherently European city. And also a tech billionaire who's really cozied up to Donald Trump in recent times.
Yeah, his daughter Ivanka, even on the guest list.
Exactly,
I believe she's already arrived in Venice. Deepti, thank you so much for that. We're going to have to leave it there.